Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, folks. Once again, this is Dr. Barton with the Truth in Medical Healing. And we have about 30 minutes every Friday that we do. We've been doing this show for about 9 to 10 years. And basically, it's called Blog Radio. It's on internet worldwide radio, and we have many of our people that have been listening for years, like Felix over in South Africa, in Johannesburg, and many other people. So let's get to the Felix. I hope you're okay. We'll get back to you later on. I'll call you this afternoon. Okay? All right, folks, listen to this. There's more heart disease, there's more cancer, there's more than anything, more disease than any happened before in the history of mankind, basically. And I'm sure that I'm older. I'm actually older than all of you. So I can say that because of the fact that I don't know anybody else as old as I am. But guess what? I still look good. I don't take any medication. I take certain nutrients all my life. My dad was a pharmacist. I'm a pharmacist also, by the way. I hold 3 graduate degrees, pharmacy, chiropractic and medicine. I'm also a veteran of the United States Air Force, and I love life, and I want to be able to share my good fortune with as many people who really want to live and enjoy life also. And as far as my age, I can actually dance all night long with this Latin music. I love Latin music, salsa, so forth, and all my Latin friends in Miami, and I could play tennis nonstop practically, 24/7, maybe even 48/7. I'm a lousy tennis player, but I love the sport. So let's get back to how let's get started. Try to understand how to really be healthy. Before I forget, I can't forget it, but I'm going to tell you, in order to be real healthy, like me. And the human body is about, believe it or not, 85% water. 85% water. The cells of the body are bathed in what's called interstitial fluid, which is really water. So, the cells are, in today's misleading advertising, like soda. Soda, all kinds of soda, is the absolute worst thing you could possibly drink to you. If you really want to be healthy, don't drink soda, whatever the advertising says. Also, don't drink bottled water, even Poland water. The advertising is great and fantastic. We don't have enough time to comment on that. But let's talk about water and bone fractures. There are more hip fractures, like they do this hip replacement now and all that. There is more hip fractures, knee fractures, and other type of bone fractures than ever before. Guess why? Because in dark colored sodas like Pepsi, Coke, Dr. Brown, so forth, those dark colored sodas, in order to get the dark color, the manufacturers, the bottlers, add what's called phosphoric acid. Gives it the color. And phosphoric acid also robs the bones of minerals. So, you know, we hear about osteoporosis. Osteoporosis is weakening and fractures of the bones. So, and the thing is that it's increasing more and more as we speak. I never had a bone fracture. I shouldn't say that. I had a bone fracture. I was in a minor airplane crash. But when I was in the Air Force, but it was minor, but I still had a broken arm. Anyhow, so the thing is this, that water is the basis of life. The human body is 85% water. And as I said before, the cells of the body are bathed in. So there are many, many health benefits. For instance, my only water source, it's called Kangen water. And Kan gives a Japanese word which means everlasting life. So there's a company in, I was in Japan on a convention in Tokyo probably about 20 years ago. And I need to tell the story real fast because we only have 30 minutes and not only right now 20 minutes. So I was walking through the lobby of this hotel and a Japanese gentleman walked up to me and said, "Dr. Barton?" And I said, "Yes." "And how do you know it's me?" And he held up a Tokyo newspaper, all written in Japanese, of course, except my picture was on the front page. And I said, "Oh, my gosh, what is this page? That I'm a runner? Why you're something like that? I robbed a bank?" So he was laughing. He says, no, what it is, it says that you have a cancer treatment center in Miami Beach, Florida, and that many, many people from Japan have gone there, and they've had their cancer actually reversed. So that sounds like it's a hocus pocus, but it's really true. And in those days we were doing cancer treatment. How do you treat cancer? Well, cancer has to do with cancer cells like anything else. So, and the thing is that the cells of the body can become cancerous, and there was a very famous, the cells become cancerous only because too much sugar ingested by people in their foods. Sugar, refined sugar, is a dangerous substance. That doesn't mean you can't eat it at all, but everything we buy has sugar added to it by the manufacturers to taste better, sweeter, and sell more product. However, Otto Warburg, Professor Dr. Otto Warburg, way back in 1931, his research group, his German research group, got a Nobel Prize for proving that cancer cells have to do with acidosis. So I remember learning in my last year in high school about the acid-base balance in the body, what's called acid and base. So that balance is there. That's how God created us to begin with. That's how we evolved. Thing is that in order to be able to avoid cancer, watch your sugar intake because you don't see most of it anyhow. It's in the foods, okay? So these little, there's a couple of simple steps to take to be able to ward off disease and cancer and plague and all that. Plague in the old days, they called it the plague of year 1500 and something. The plague was really cancer, and it was due to most things that happen to the human body to do with what we eat or drink, and it also the sun, which I love the sun. I mean, we all love the sun. The sun makes you feel better. I mean, just to look at it, instead of looking at a dark, gloomy, rainy day, it's better to look at a sunshiny day like today. It happens to be, actually, folks, I live in Miami. I've been in Miami for, feels like 100 years. But I also have a home in New York, and I'm in New York right now. And I'm looking out at the weather, which I'll be going into any minute, in a few minutes. So the cell, we have to be careful because Otto Warburg's research group actually got not only a Nobel Prize in 1931, also again in 1948, 2002, and so Dr. Warburg actually, as I said, was awarded the Nobel Prize in Medicine for his important discovery about alkaline acid. The body is balanced between acid and alkaline. The thing that throws it off is sugar. Too much sugar in the diet creates acidosis, and acidosis leads to cancer. So let's go back a little bit so you can get a better idea. When I said Kangen water, so when I met Dr. Shenya, by the way, Dr. Shenya is a world renowned gastroenterologist, because he's the fellow who invented colonoscopy. He invented colonoscopy, Dr. Shinya. Of course, he's Japanese, and he had his medical center that he took me to, that he insisted I come to see it. I was only in Tokyo for 3 days at a convention, but I actually ended up staying for 10 days. I'll tell you why in a minute. So let's get back for a minute to the dark-colored sodas, which are dangerous. Pepsi, Coke, Dr. Brown. I don't drink any of that. I might have years ago, before I knew better, because in order to get that dark color, the manufacturers add phosphoric acid. But phosphoric acid not only gives it the color, but it also robs minerals from the bones. So if you look around and you listen and read, even in the, I don't know what that news is called, they're called retiree news or whatever it is, it talks about the fractures people getting and everything because of the fact that the drug companies, if you have a bone fracture or you have pain in the knees or low back or whatever it is, they give you Boniva. It's a prescription. By the way, folks, I'm also a pharmacist. I think I told you that at the beginning of the show. So I hold 3 graduate degrees. Anyhow, Boniva prescribed for osteoporosis. And osteoporosis is the third cause of death in the country. People are getting fractures. They can't exercise. They can't eat properly. They take more and more drugs, more and more painkillers, and all of that, which leads to untimely death. So, folks, listen, this Camden Waterway, I met Dr. Shinya. He took me over to his clinic where he had right outside of Tokyo, and he was treating people naturally with colonoscopy and people that had various forms of cancer or whatever, and then convinced me to go over to the other side of the island, Osaka. So we rented a small plane, and we went actually over to Osaka where there's a factory, a plant, where they develop these machines, and the plant is called, the company is called Enagic. And what they produce is called Kangen water, K-A-N-G-E-N. I need a little bit of a drink right now. 1 second, excuse me. My problem is I talk too much. Remember that song years ago? You talk too much, da 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 da. Talk too much. I didn't tell you that I'm also a singer. But I lost my singing license. Anyhow, they make these machines which are a little bit bigger than a toaster, stands up on your kitchen counter, hooks up to the water in your house, and it actually reforms the water, regular tap water, into pure water. Like when the earth was created, the water was pure. Now wherever you go in the earth, it's all contaminated. People exercise, they run alongside the river, but there's also on the other side, let's say a highway, and all that carbon elements and all of that leads to cancer. That's why when I was a kid growing up in this country, you didn't see any cancer treatment centers. You never hardly ever heard the word cancer. So let me tell you a little bit more about this water. What it does, it enhances the acid-base balance in the body. What does that mean? Well, it's the way God created us. So let me just I'll tell you more about that in a minute. Now, as far as I'm concerned, my only water source is Kangen water. I don't drink sodas. Sodas, naturally, when there's no sugar. Whatever it is, I don't drink soda. I drink Kangen water. And I drink certain natural fruit juices. So the Kangen water, is what's called a hexagonal Kangen water. It carries a high negative oxidation reduction potential. So it makes it the strongest antioxidant. Neutralizes free radicals. Everybody's heard of free radicals because they use it in advertising. So what are free radicals? Are the regular cells that become all distorted and all backwards and upside down, so forth and so on. So that's what the free radicals are. And so when I said about Kangen water, I want to tell you the importance of it. There's a doctor that I met only once or twice at a convention, a Kangen, at a Nagic convention. His name is, he has a funny kind of sounding name because he's from some country in Europe, which I'm not sure, I can't remember. His name is Dr. Horst Betzel, and he's a kidney transplant specialist at Women's Hospital in Boston, very prestigious hospital. And he's a kidney transplant specialist, and he has a Kangen water machine in his waiting room. And he gives the people who can come in and fill up their jugs of water if they don't have the money or they don't want to spend the money on buying the machine. The machine is $4,000. But guess what? The company at Nagic, you don't have to show credit or anything. You can buy the machine with, I think, $500 down and $100 a month and pay off the $4,000. At any rate, the whole purpose of this, of my show, the reason why I do this show, I've been doing it for about 10 years now, because it's a blog radio, it's internet radio, so people from all over the world, lots of times people are surfing, they call it surfing the net. They're looking for more information, more ways to be healthier. And it says Dr. Barton, Health Hour. I think that's what it's called. I mean, after 10 years, I should remember the name of the show. Shouldn't I? Anyhow, so the Kangen water is made through, in the machine, it's made through the process of ionization, I-O-N-I-Z-A-T-I-O-N, ionization and electrolysis. And the drinking water, of course, as I said before, is developed by the company, the Nagic company in Osaka, Japan. We also have a very large facility on the West Coast in America, in California, in Los Angeles. I'm trying to remember this section, but I can't remember it right now. At any rate, let me tell you another thing about in healthcare, so you can get a better idea that this, we do this show, listen to it. We do it every Friday, 12 noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time. And to all my friends out on the West Coast, they always listen to the show. We don't have time to go through everybody's name. But anyhow, the thing is, if you really want to be healthy, like as far as me personally, I love life. I love every day, every minute, every hour, God-given life. And there's so many wonderful things that you can do in this world. And moving right along, let me tell you what's happening. It's really bad for pure water. It's called fracking. F as in Frank. Fracking. The petroleum industry is breaking through the Earth's crust to look for more oil deposits to increase their profitability. By the way, I'm not against making a profit or making money. And I'm not a fascist. I'm not a communist. I don't believe in social existence. I believe in profit-making industry. Anyhow, so the water, as I said before, that we drink is made through the process of ionization and electrolysis developed by the company Nagic in Osaka, Japan. So I do this show for the last 10 years or 9 years, and we do it every Friday at 12 noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific time. And I mentioned Dr. Warburg because of his Nobel Prize winning. He won 5 Nobel Prizes 10 years apart, talking about the root cause of cancer. So the cancerous tissues are acidic. So when I was in Japan, I told, and I showed you, I said that Dr. Shinya held up his newspaper because I had a cancer treatment center in Miami. And what did we do at the cancer treatment center? We actually were able to rule out and eliminate cancer cells by increasing the oxygen content. People would lay in a little chamber that we had, like a plastic tube, thick type of plastic, where you can see through it because some people feel claustrophobic if they're closed in. So that's the lay in there, and we'd increase the oxygen content. And cancer cells die in a high oxygen environment. How do you like that? So we have, of course, in our regular daily living, there's oxygen and there's hydrogen, and there's all kinds of different elements in the air that we breathe. But the problem is that with all the gasoline, you know, the year 1900 around then, some fellow decided that he got tired riding around on his horse, so he actually developed the internal combustion engine, which is the engine of the automobile, which then there was only one car. Now there's millions and billions and billions of cars all over the world, in every practically every city and every town and every hamlet. And trucks and buses and planes even emit all this exhaust, which has all cancer-causing exhaust in it. So in order to combat that, you can't walk around with a tank over your head or whatever it is, or a constant drinking of that water because your body couldn't take it. So in order to be able to be really healthy, number one, I drink the canned water only. I don't go near anybody that smokes cigarettes. I don't go near heavy highway, except when you're driving your own car and you're in traffic. And even if you have the air conditioning on, filtering the air to a degree, but not enough. So the fact that I drink canned water and I protect the cells of my body, so here I am, a lot older than all of you, and I don't take any prescription medication. And I'm also a pharmacist, and I can even get everything I need for free. But I don't want to take that. I don't want to take anything like that into my body. And I'm trying to think also, in the few minutes that we have left, let's talk about what the canyon water actually does. It reduces excess body fat and stored toxins. What are toxins? Toxins are harmful elements to the body. Canyon water normalizes blood sugar and insulin. Let me tell you about insulin for a minute. Just so you know what happens in medicine and in the world, you have to have a broad understanding of what goes on. In the year 1922, whoever was diabetic was put out into a ward in the hospital and left alone because they were going to die. If anyone was diabetic in 1922, before 1922, They died. Then a company called Eli Lilly Pharmaceutical Firm, which is today one of the largest pharmaceutical firms in the world, they developed a synthetic insulin so people can give themselves insulin injections, which you see advertised on TV all the time. So these days, by the way, let me tell you folks, in the population in the United States, 68% of the people in the United States that are over the age of 45 only have diabetes and hypertension, high blood pressure. Most of the people in America over the age of 45 are diabetic and hypertensive. Not me. Nowhere near it. Smoke cigarettes, number one, they're little by little. They don't realize that they're going to kill themselves. It's a slow death. Cigarette smoking also aids toward cancer development. Cigarette smoking destroys the ability of the cells to breathe. Fracking, which is the petroleum breaking through the crust of the earth, so the reservoirs that we think are pure water are all contaminated. So whatever anybody or the government tells you, don't believe it. They're all contaminated because of fracking. The largest tomato grower called Heirloom Tomatoes in Pennsylvania that occupied, I don't know how many, 5 miles or 50 miles of land just developing these heirloom tomatoes, which are shipped all over the country and probably all over the world. And that whole growth for 1 year was ruined by the fracking that was going on in the next county from that farm, which is miles and miles and miles, huge. Are you starting to understand a little bit? Because I'm going to give you my corporate phone number. I'll give you my direct number because we just changed the phone lines and I can't remember the number. 5612. So the number to call is 863 area 509-9059. That's my personal cell phone number, which I really never give out. And I have so many numbers to remember. So at any rate, just use that phone number for any more information, and I'll be glad to speak with you and tell you where you can go to see in your own town, in your own city. Okay? And okay, so we talked about insulin. Now, the Kangen water, this water is miracle water, a lot of people call it. It normalizes blood pressure. It supports healthy colon function. What is healthy colon function? You need to be able to eliminate waste from the body on a regular basis with not all kinds of drugs and additives and things like that to be able to go to the bathroom. Also, the Kangen water helps resolve urinary tract infection, helps reduce chronic pain. Remember, water is the basis of life. We humans are 85% water. My cats, I love cats and dogs. I have both cats and 6 dogs in Miami. And they all hang out together. They have no animosity. They love their life. Is that amazing? And they all drink Kangen water. They could pass after a rainstorm, they pass by a puddle. They put their head in the air and they go over to their bowl, which has Kangen water. That's a true story, folks. All right, moving right along. I want to tell you that I've been drinking the Kangen water for the past 25, 30 years. It's a powerful antioxidant water. It helps maintain what's called the acid-base balance. I'm doing this so you remember, because I said it during the show, and I want you to remember also. It also helps the immune system to function. So lucky me that I'm trying to remember. Yeah, Dr. Shinya, how can I forget that? Dr. Shinya, remember, invented colonoscopy. And I can talk about Shinya all day long. We don't have enough time to do that. And I don't have enough time to talk. Okay, folks, you probably heard that announcement. We have about a minute and a half left. So in this time, let's try to say a special prayer, folks, for those crazy lunatics around the world that kill people, destroy them, ruin governments, and all of that, that they should know how precious life is, and they can be able to help others. If you help others, the more you help others, the more it helps yourself, mentally and physically. So in the minute that's left, let me say this to everybody listening. Tune in next week, remember. And the number to call to listen to the radio, which you know, is at 347-324-3595. And to all my Latin friends back home in Miami, let me say, disfrute un fin de semana means have a healthy weekend to y'all. And on that note, adios, y'all.